My name is Jim Behoosh and welcome to The Sketchbook, a builder's journal of ideas, tips, and technique. Most houses I build involve running something through conduit. It could be a propane line run under a slab to the kitchen stove, underground electric or underground phone, internet, or cable. The principle's the same for all. Often I need to run a water line from the street under a slab and up into a utility room. For water line, you're going to use 4-inch Schedule 20 pipe as a chase. One of the critical bits when running a chase are the 90s. Only use long sweep 90s or make up the 90 with 45s or 22.5s. 3/4 or 1-inch water line pushes fairly well through a chase. I was having a difficult time pushing a 3/4-inch water line through a 4-inch chase a few weeks back. It kept hanging up, I imagine, on the connections between each section of pipe. To get it to travel better through the conduit, I need to add a rounded bit to the leading end of the pipe. I used to think I'd want an end shaped more like the nose of a rocket, but in practice, rounded works much better. I took a screwdriver and put it, business end first, into the pipe, rounded handle facing forward. I securely taped it in place and the pipe pushed through. Most times, I'll run a piece of nylon string through the chase first. That gets attached firmly to what you're pulling. If you're pulling cable, it needs to come off a spool or you'll need a person feeding and a person pulling. To get the nylon through a chase, first tie a crumpled plastic bag to the end you'll be feeding into the chase. It needs to be just a bit smaller than the chase and pliable. Run out plenty of string, keeping it ideally in a nice smooth loop near the feeding end of the conduit. Now go to the other end of the conduit chase with a shop vac. Hold the nozzle firmly over the end of the conduit and turn the vac on. If the string doesn't pull easily and quickly, check the crumpled bag on the pulling end. It may be too big, possibly too small. Keep in mind as well, when you're running a conduit chase, which direction you'll be pulling through. You want your joints to work with you rather than against. That means the belled ends should face towards the direction you're pushing from. Have something you'd like to share on the sketchbook? Send an email to info@weru.org with sketchbook in the subject line.